Can you provide a little bit of an overview? There are now two approved agents, one for IDH1, IDH2. It kind of sounds like almost the same clinical story for both of them.
They're virtually identical.
Can you just sort of go through a primer about IDH mutations and IDH inhibitors and where we are today in terms of utilizing them? Kind of reminds me when we were talking about, you know, hypomethylating agents, venetoclax, that may be potentially very, very effective, but also, you know, you have this little thing here with the differentiation syndrome that you need to be aware of.
So, I mean, IDH mutations are actually pretty common, relatively speaking. They're a big chunk of AML. Interestingly, it was an IDH1 mutation, and it was first discovered in brain tumors. Glioblastoma, that nasty old GBM thing. The problem was you couldn't get the inhibitors. Oh, and then, okay, so great, you've got a mutation in this thing called IDH. What is IDH? Isocitrate dehydrogenase. That's a thing in the Krebs cycle. Are we inhibiting the Krebs cycle? No, we're not. There's three different enzymes with that name, IDH1, IDH2, IDH3. Three is the Krebs cycle enzyme, so we're not going to screw up the Krebs cycle by inhibiting IDH. One is a pretty important enzyme out in the cytoplasm. It makes cofactors for enzymes. It makes this thing called alpha-ketoglutarate. That's its job. It is one of the byproducts of the Krebs cycle, but out in the cytoplasm, a lot of enzymes that are regulating DNA use that as a cofactor. So it's great fun if you're a cancer cell. If you cause this, and the mutation has to be present in a heterozygous form. It turns out a cell can't live with both knocked out. If you make it one mutant, one wild type, the resultant alpha-ketoglutarate comes out. Nope, we didn't quite make it to alpha-ketoglutarate. We made 2-hydroxyglutarate, a partial agonist. It screws up all those enzymes and screws up your DNA, at which point you can't differentiate anymore. But it's quite remarkable how rapidly cells will start differentiating. And in fact, if you throw this drug into leukemia cells with that mutation in a dish, they start growing. They actually, part of the process of suddenly having enough cofactor is they start dividing, and we see this in patients. White count rises, marrow gets more proliferative. It's all part of the biology, and then they're going down the differentiation pathway. So in fact, if you were to put a patient on an IDH1 or an IDH2 inhibitor who's got a bone marrow packed full of leukemia or maybe 50% leukemia, don't look in the marrow 2 weeks later. You may see more cells. The pathologist might freak out and say, what's going on? No, what's going on is exactly what's supposed to happen. There's a proliferative phase, a differentiation phase, and then everything kind of returns to normal. It takes several cell cycles to do this. So it's actually really quite fascinating how the biology has all been worked out. And it's very different than conventional cytotoxic, just kill everything chemotherapy. So IDH1, IDH2, kind of treat them the same. You got to know which one you have. It's a very specific mutation. They're very unique. R140Q or R172, they're at arginines, or in the IDH1, an R132. They have to be the specific mutation. And then they can respond. You pick the IDH1 or IDH2 inhibitor.
So at this point, these two agents are just approved, correct me if I'm wrong, with relapse disease.
Yeah, but we saw those patients, particularly the IDH1s alone, they would be refractory to chemo. And so, of course, the trials have already been done combining 7+3 plus these inhibitors. It's safe to do. I'm not sure where that stands from an approval standpoint. I think we're still a little early to just tell everybody, if you see it, throw the drug in. I'm not doing that yet. We're still using it just in the relapse refractory setting.
One thing I was wondering, Rebecca, is I've heard stories like this one about patients with IDH mutations who got great responses. And I guess I'd think a little bit about the older patient, a patient who can't get chemo, maybe somebody who not even have a problem with a hypomethylating agent. Is there ever a role for these agents up front in a patient?
Oh, absolutely. So that trial is ongoing right now at our institution, newly diagnosed older patients with MDS, high grade, the same sort of disease we're talking about. This guy, just go straight for your IDH inhibitor and see how that works. And yeah, that's a lot kinder and gentler.